Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Short Show Zeitel. That is meta, because that's what I'm always looking for when we start this. Meta world peace, indeed. I'm Jack. That's Miles. This is what's trending right now. Bill Barr is trending because he admitted it.
Uh-oh. Is this really Bill Barr?
Yeah. He came out. He admitted, he said, Trump, there's no election fraud, none of that.
Yeah.
This man is full of shit, is a subtextual reading of his statement.
Yeah, I mean, for him to say, quote, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. I think he's saying, look, asshole. I've gone so far as to go along with all this other shit. I even did that little announcement telling people at U.S. Attorney's office they could look into anything. There's nothing there. Now Right. Let me go on to my regular life of Republican goonery. But I don't know, Bill. I think you got in too deep already, because the shit stinks. And people always remember you as this enabler rather than the guy who stood up at the 11:59 and 59 seconds. Like, oh, okay. So, I don't know. It was... That's cool to hear him say that. There's another quote that he said, even in reference to the weird shit Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani's been saying, quote, there's been one assertion that would be systematic fraud, and that would be the claim that machines were programmed essentially to skew the election results. And the DHS and DOJ have looked into that, and so far we haven't seen anything to substantiate that.
Right. So it's just them, the absence of finding stuff. Yeah.
Yes. They broke up. But apparently he was summoned to the White House, I think, earlier today. So a lot of people are ignoring him.
The way that Fox News is laundering this on the front page of FoxNews.com is this is only the second story featuring Bill Barr. The main story featuring Bill Barr has Bill Barr. And it says, keep digging. Barr appoints Durham to continue Russia origins probe under new administration. Obama's not out of the woods yet, baby.
Another one is a poll I see that says, what's a better name for Bill Barr? Bill Barr or Bill Barr Baggins? And I don't know why. They're really just trying to fill up page space to not upset the president. I mean, Newsmax on there, they just says Bill Barr's canceled.
Does it really?
No, I mean, that just seems like how they would do it. They're like, hell yeah. I mean, if I had no moral scruples, I would probably be plying my trade, being like, yeah, let me just be the brainstem of this whole fuckery operation. It just seems so easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Audience has no taste.
There is news out of the China space program. Mm-hmm. I feel like more and more we're going to be just sitting back and marveling at
what China's doing technologically.
The wild technological accomplishments of China. We were talking before. Well, we'll get to it when we get to the satellite. But we were talking about the time that they built a dam that made the Earth wobble on its axis. And which is
they're going to fucking blow us up with one of their fucking weird like experiments in their backyard. You know, it's like, why'd the neighborhood burn down? It's like, you know that one guy in the corner? Right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Was he doing experiments? Yeah. Fucking hit a gas man.
You saw those barrels that he kept bringing in and out of his house, out of his van.
Anyway.
So this Chinese team just tested a jet engine that's able to reach anywhere on Earth within 2 hours.
What?
So the main issue at that point is trying to find an engine that can go that fast without the wind around it, like the air drag tearing it to pieces. And they created an engine that they think can get a jet to Mach 16, 16 okay, times the sound China. Of speed of sound. And they Leave tested it in a wind tunnel that was able to get pretty close to Mach 16 wind speeds, and it did not break apart.
I can make a terrible dad fart joke about that, but yes, I'll leave it there with the tease of a dad fart joke about a wind tunnel that goes Mach 16. It seems like what is there? Do we know what the closest next thing is? Like how much are they besting the next fastest thing? Like it's like, bro, no, we don't idea. Really need. We did Mach 3. You know, the razor. That was all we needed.
We're like, that seemed cool enough.
Right.
They're like, we're gonna take this up to 16. But anywhere on Earth within 2 hours is pretty wild. Like that's
fuck. I mean, you know. Also, like, what does the air traffic control shit look like at that point? Because, you know, I assume that you have to be very careful being like, yeah, man, let it rip at Mach 16, like in shared airspace with things that are going very slow. Like anyone who's played like a street racing video game knows, like, the slower cars can kind of fuck you up when you're trying to go very fast.
Yeah, or anybody who's driven around me, bro.
When I get the fucking spikes coming out of the wheel wells, bro. I'm getting a fucking road rash with me.
Yeah, that's a good look, as being the guy who's like proud of how fast he drives.
You mean being 16?
Yeah. I think the way they're doing it is this would like shoot up into extremely, it would like basically leave the atmosphere. So you wouldn't.
You got to be in your own lane at that point.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be creating their own lanes. Okay. But yeah, wild stuff. Wild stuff.
Really wild. Really wild.
Wacky
stuff.
Wild. Elliot Page is trending.
Yeah.
Formerly
Ellen Page has come out as transgender. And he recently posted something on their social media pages, like this really like wonderful letter about just the letter starts off just very clearly saying, like, I want to share with you that I'm trans. My pronouns are he, they, and my name is Elliot. I feel lucky to be writing this, to be here, to have arrived at this place in my life, and just overwhelming gratitude for the incredible people who have supported me along the journey. I can't begin to express how remarkable it feels to finally love who I am enough to pursue my authentic self. The whole letter is really touching, and I feel very happy like to read someone's very sincere words about embracing who they are and being able to do that without fear and to do that with love and self-love is really a nice piece of humanity to look at and be like, oh, that's a good moment. And now saying like, I will do everything I can. This is a quote from the letter. I will do everything I can to change this world for the better. Speaking to those who have you know, firsthand dealt with harassment and abuse and threat of violence and things like that.
Yeah. The last paragraph, I love that I'm trans and I love that I'm queer. And the more I hold myself close and fully embrace who I am, the more I dream, the more my heart grows and the more it's a very positive and affirming letter. Like you said.
I think it's just like, it's like, you know, just seeing anybody exhale positively.
Right.
You know, is like such a great no matter what, how, you know, how you might not identify in the same way as the person or whatever, but you know that feeling of being a human being and being like, I've arrived at a place that I feel is so much different than how I've been living my life or how I've been feeling about myself. And I can truly say, like, I'm in this place. Right. Shit, I'm still looking for that. So, yeah, I'll take a little bit of that.
Yeah. And finally, Arecibo radio telescope. Mm-hmm. The suspension towers around the huge radio telescope that you will recognize as an entire level from GoldenEye. Also,
that's how I know it.
I know it from the Contact video game. Mm. That was one of my favorite video games where you just
when you just try and recreate that mirror shot where you're going up the stairs and then Woo! It's like, what the fuck? I thought it was a mirror.
And at the end, you're like, wait, faith is science. Science is faith. Anyways, that telescope has been basically collapsed. Destroyed. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I remember talking to a few scientists in my old gig about that satellite dish because around the same, like a few years ago, the Chinese had built something that was like a half, like just besting this one. Like previously you're like, oh shit, this is like the biggest fucking thing. No longer. But yeah, I mean, it's a monumentally important piece of equipment for all of these people doing this kind of research. So I definitely see science Twitter like mourning. So I don't want to undercut that part, but unfortunately my ignorant ass only knows it from GoldenEye. But with the same heavy heart, I will say, God damn.
Yeah.
To see it.
You really do. But we were also talking about the fact that there's also a massive one in China. Yeah. China's just, on some next shit with their scientific developments and also like sort of having a, authoritarian government that can just, you know, make things happen.
People. Like, you know, like here, there's like eminent domain and things like that. There's processes, a lot of other places with autocratic, you know, governments, they can just be like, y'all got to get this step in.
We are going to build.
But it's become telescope. Apparently like a monumental tourist site. So there is like, it's
Wait,
kind of
Arecibo or the
no
Chinese
no the
telescope?
One in China, and like it's kind of like getting in the way, like they're sort of like, I think it's kind of interfering with like a lot of the research because there just seems to be so many people like coming to check it out and things like that. So
they look through it and there's like a dude poking his head over the top.
Is
that the sort of thing?
I think it's
hello
oh darn it, how do I get back to my bus?
It is big. It kind of looks like just a giant one of those things that you roll a penny down the side of.
Like those shit, yeah. Things.
Do you think it was the fun way
to donate money to a children's museum?
Yeah.
It's like throw your change in this fun funnel of just give me your cash.
Yeah.
That or like, you know, those other that like cheap ass toy you buy for a quarter. That's like the rubber thing that you push inside out like convex and then it reshapes and pops up.
Yeah.
That one, a little poppy disc, whatever you call that.
I wonder if this would be like the ultimate Tony Hawk level. It'd probably be a little boring because it's
Drop in on that thing?
Yeah, just drop in on that though.
I don't know how.
A little bit more.
Yeah, can you stay on the board going? Right. I don't even know what that angle is. And then, yeah, is it just boring? You're like, I don't know, man. Just going up and down twice takes 3 hours. So,
yeah, it's big. We'll leave.
Anyway,
it at that.
Neversoft Games, acclaimed developers of the Tony Hawk series, think about adding this one
please.
To a level. To scale. I want that shit 5. I want a half kilometer.
Anyways, pour out a little for Arecibo radio telescope. Do we know if there's any plans to kind of rebuild it in the?
I don't think so. I feel like there was. It's been in a state of constant disarray. Like it's just been falling apart, and then finally this shit just they're like, oh, there it goes. I'm saying like, look, we told y'all we weren't going to really do much with this thing. I know there was a lot of push for people to be like, we need to fucking maintain this thing. Yeah. But now, I mean, when you look at the photos, like it's kind of it. You're like, oh, I don't even know anything about telescopes. I'm like, yeah, that thing's fucked up.
But it's got the vibe of sort of like we were talking about this new Michael Bay movie called Hummingbird, I think, or Songbird, mm-hmm. where like 3 years into the, it's 3 years in the future, COVID-21 is like ravaging, or 23 is ravaging. And like all these landmarks around the world are like just torn to shit. Like, and it looks like we are started. We have taken a step down that path, but it's not the pandemic so much as it's.
Well, it will look like that because like the path of rampant capitalism is to let the state completely right. fail and then privatize everything. So yes, yeah. every school, road, building that was government owned or operate, all that infrastructure will have to collapse. Then it will be privatized. And then welcome to the Donald Trump Confederated Consumer States of America.
But yeah, neocolonialism is probably not the disaster movie that Michael Bay is going to produce. But
no. But Neo's new cologne, really great.
Woo, woo.
It's called neocolonialism, sadly, but you know, smells like empire, y'all.
So stupid.
I don't know why. Look, it's been a long day.
It's been a long day.
Come on, y'all. Give me a break on that one.
We appreciate y'all. That's going to do it for this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until yep. then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.